The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're on The Burt Show.
So Janine is back from earlier in the week where we did a War of the Roses with her.
Yes, we did To Catch a Cheater, War of the Roses. Janine was just adamant that her sister's boyfriend was still communicating with his ex. Now, a couple months ago, her sister had found text messages between the boyfriend and the ex. This was an ex that he had had. They were together 5 years, lived together, had a dog. It was very serious. She broke up with him. He was still pining for her, but she was like, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
In the words of the great philosopher Taylor Swift.
As always, I love quoting her. And she found those messages, and he made a promise that he would never communicate with his ex again. And they weren't like scandalous. It wasn't like infidelity or like inappropriate text messages. It was just the fact that there was communication that he was hiding. Her sister was more upset about like the fact that he was trying to hide it. So he promised never to communicate with her again. But the sister is like, my gut is telling me he's still talking to his ex. And the family knows he's going to propose this weekend. Before he proposes, I need my sister to know if he is still communicating with the ex. Sure enough, we did War of the Roses. He was offered a free bouquet. Who does he send it to? The ex, with the note saying, you'll always have a piece in my heart, or something along those lines. So now Janine was like waffling on what she was going to do, how to tell her sister, et cetera. And she was supposed to come to a final conclusion of what she was going to do this weekend.
Hey, Janine.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Okay. So what's the game plan?
Oh, I don't know. I need some help. Since the call, I've just been on a total emotional roller coaster. It's been so up and down. At first, I was just second guessing myself. Like, am I overstepping? What if I ruin her happiness for nothing? And then I was pissed. And then I was angry. And I was just like, I can't believe he even risked hurting her when he's about to propose. And then I just felt really bad. I felt guilty. And I'm like, am I going to be the one to break my sister's heart if I tell her? And after going waffling all these ways, I already just hit. And I decided I have to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before he gets down on one knee, because I couldn't live with myself knowing the truth and then staying silent.
Right. Because if they get married, he ends up screwing around, and you've got this big old red flag that you saw before, and she didn't even know was there. I wouldn't be able to live with myself either.
All right, so today, because he's going to propose sometime this weekend. So we waited till the 11th hour. I'm assuming you're going to have a conversation with her today.
Yes. I made a pros and cons list galore, back and forth, up and down. I just kept doing them. And I know, like, telling her she deserves to know the truth before she decides to say yes to this proposal. And the other pro is, like, if it was reversed, I would want my sister to tell me. I would need to know. And then the other thing is that whether it's me or not, secrets like this always come out eventually, and it's better from family than blindsiding her later.
Agreed.
But then My cons and my hesitation is, like, obviously I don't want to shatter my sister's happiness right before this huge, amazing moment. And the other one, I'm so scared that, you know, my sister's going to choose a messenger and she's going to resent me instead of her boyfriend. And then I'm again just like, am I inserting myself somewhere that my sister may not want me to be, and that maybe she doesn't want to know about this?
Well, I want to do a quick correction, because for me, you're not shattering your sister's happiness. Mm. He already did that by communicating with his ex. Mm-hmm. Now, how that's going to be perceived by her, whether she's going to target you or target him, that remains to be seen. But you, of all people, know your sister the best and how she might be able to digest this news.
At the end of the day, I know this sounds kind of cliche-ish and simple, but doing the right thing is never the wrong decision. And doing the right thing here is telling your sister the way it's absorbed and what happens in her future. You don't have control over that, but you're doing the right thing.
And you're still doing the right thing, even if when you tell your sister, she feels like you did the wrong thing. Like, if you have this information and you know you can do something to save your sister a longer heartbreak, that's always going to be the right decision, even if she's not going to make you feel like that in the moment.
Okay, so rather than debate, should I do it or not do it, it already sounds like you're going to do it. So
no, this helps. Thank you. Yeah.
So let's...
How do I even start the conversation, though?
Yeah, like, let's work on
that. Do I rip off the Band-Aid or do I, like, ease into it?
I try to start these conversations like, look, there is something deeply, deeply troubling that I have to tell you. And get right to it. I mean, beating around the bush and trying to mix. That's where I always, like, I retreat. Because I overthink exactly what I'm supposed to say on that very first line, and
exactly.
I can never quite figure it out. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to deal with it. Just go in there and be straightforward and kind and sensitive.
If I were you, I would avoid the whole War of the Roses radio part as long as you can. Like, find some way to phrase it, because she will find some way to twist it on you to make it seem like you were trying to stir drama by going to this radio show. Just bring her the information. Okay. Say, I know this guy is stepping out on you. This is what I know. He sent flowers to her, blah, 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 blah. And start from there. And then if you really have to get into the nitty gritty, then just send the clip for the podcast.
Yeah, because I mean, if I'm getting this information, I have to, like, see the proof. So I would be adamant, like, okay, where is this coming from? How do you know this?
Yeah, the first question is going to be, how do you know? So you're going to have to bring something to the table. I agree with Kristen and Abby.
So
on
I start with the basics, and then when she if she has questions, which I'm assuming she definitely will, then I can offer whatever needs to be offered if she needs it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. And women know we have these weird spidey senses. She probably already suspects that something's going on, so you're probably not going to shock her that much. You might even confirm some suspicions she's already had.
Do I like sit down with her, just her and I, or do I have my family there so she feels supported?
No.
One-on-one.
Yeah, one-on-one.
One-on-one.
You, her, and a bottle of tequila.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 All right, keep us posted on Monday and let us know how it goes, okay? Good luck today.
Okay. All right, thank you guys so much.
That is not fun. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, bye guys.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
So it's probably the question that I'm getting more than any other. And it's an obvious question, too. Like, when you're looking back at the Burt Show's history over 25 years, what do you want the legacy to be of the Burt Show, right? And this may sound like a cliche, and I don't care if it does, but because I deeply mean it. The legacy, the first thing I want people to think of when they think of the Burt Show is the kindness that this community has shown time and time again for people that really, really needed it, right? And I don't know that there's a better shining example of this, and it's one I think about quite a bit. I think of Will Stark all the time. He still shows up to our reunions. He's a Burt's Big Adventure dad, shows up to our reunions, and whenever he does, I feel like there's... I make a beeline to him because he has taught me so much, this man. And this is where we're going to go today. We're going to play this segment from 2011. But this is what a day of kindness this was. It also happened to be Kristen's first day on the Burt Show. You must have been blown away.
That was one heck of an introduction to the new morning show I was going to be working for.
Right?
I was like, this is impressive.
So here's what I learned from Will Stark, who is just the kindest man. Look, he adopted 6 special needs kids.
Wow.
6 special needs kids. And he had kids of his own also with his wife. And that takes up a lot of your time, obviously. He and his wife hadn't gone on a vacation together, maybe ever. Do I have that right, Tommy? Because you listened to this. This is going from my memory, and we know how that is.
They had 6 special needs kids, so I would say that's safe to say.
Never.
Yeah.
Right? Never had a vacation together. So I think they end up going to the mountains in Tennessee for this first vacation, and she passes away. And he is left to come back to Atlanta with no wife, no means. What am I going to do with my life? And the Burt Show community, I'm starting to feel that.
I can see it.
I'm starting to feel that. The way the Burt Show community stepped up for this guy who has stepped up for so many people in his life is probably the shining example of the kindness that the Burt Show community has shown over the course of 25 years. Here's how it went down in 2011. So about a week ago now, we started talking about, well, actually, this started 2 years ago with the Stark family back in 2009. Now, for those of you that don't know, my wife and I have a nonprofit called Burt's Big Adventure, where we take children that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World, and we bring the whole family with us. There's usually 3 or 4 people in the house. When I say whole family, we bring everybody, and we pay for the whole thing. And when I say we, it's really you guys that are donating to Burt's Big Adventure. And we go down there, and we do not spend wisely at all. So in 2009, one application comes in from the Stark family, and it's a little bit heavier than the rest of the applications that we received that year, because there were 6 special needs children that were adopted by a very, very special couple, Will and Cheryl Stark. And we took a look at that application, and we looked at this machine, and I called Cheryl on the phone, and we started talking, and she was telling me how magical this would be and how you can only imagine with 6 children, even if they were healthy, how difficult it is to get out of the house, go to a restaurant, go hang out with each other. But she never played the martyr. She was like, look, actually, some of her first words were, is there a family that deserves this trip more than we do? And I had to go back and I had to look at the application again. I said, is this the same family that has 6 special needs kids that were adopted? And then I think I quickly answered and I said, there is no family that deserves this more than the Stark family. And that was 2009. And that's when we got to know the Starks. And we hung out with them at Disney World. And we absolutely fell in love with everybody in the family. So fast forward now, and we've seen the Starks from time to time over the years at reunions. They would come out when we do Burt's Big Adventure reunions, and we'd all hang out again casually, catch up for a couple of minutes. And then the email comes in a couple of weeks ago from Will Stark, who says, hey, Burt's Big Adventure staff, I just want to let you guys know what happened a couple of days ago, and it's very difficult for me to write this email because I'm crying as I'm writing it to you guys, but I thought that you would want to know and Cheryl would want us to make sure that you know that she passed away. And everybody on the Burt's Big Adventure staff and everybody in here was absolutely shocked. So we started thinking about it, and I contacted Will, and we contacted Heather, his daughter, and we thought this is a family that could use some help here. So last week was Stark Week on the show, and we told you guys about this amazing family, and we detailed for you the Burt's Big Adventure trip, and we asked you guys simply to help. Will never came on with us over the last week. This is way out of his comfort zone. And I want to stress this, that Will Stark feels like his family is his family to take care of. Everything that we're about to do on this show, and even for the last week, is out of Will Stark's comfort zone. He doesn't ask for help. He's never asked for help. And even when we begged him to help, he was uncomfortable with it. But I think I reached somewhere inside of you and I said, look, if this was a neighbor of yours and they were in the same situation, you, Will, would be the first to help them, right?
That's true.
So that's what we've been doing for the last week. And this is the first time that Will's been on with us in a week now. How are you?
Good days and bad days.
Overwhelmed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tell us about the last couple of weeks. I mean, you write that email. Everything happens so suddenly. And we've heard some of the story. But the last couple of weeks, a lot of people were worried about you emotionally. Like, here's the guy that just lost his best friend and partner of 34 years. And embracing that has almost been impossible the last couple of weeks. Because, look, you've got 6 special needs kids to take care of. Have you been able to even mourn at all?
Well, certainly I mourn. I don't sleep good at night. Certainly it's not been easy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, my daughters are very protective of me, and they watch out for me, make sure I eat and I sleep. And the kids just keep me very busy. I guess going to school was not looking forward to that and being alone. Mm-hmm. That part there would just make me think.
As the kids, are you guys worried about that first time that he's sitting at the house alone when the kids are at school? It's going to happen later on today.
We don't plan to leave his side today, to be honest.
Yeah. There's going to come a time.
There is. And we do worry about that, but Dad's really strong and he's amazing. And I spoke at my mom's funeral, just how undeserving and how honored I am to be her daughter. Well, I can say the same about my dad. We are so undeserving and honored to be a daughter of Will Start because he is the most humble, selfless, strong man of God. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, he has been a rock and our family have really stepped up. Besides the fact he misses mom tremendously, he has kept it together and he's, you know, relied on his faith to get us through. And as much as it's been difficult, it's also been a time that we've really gotten tight and loved one another. And it's hard to see him like this, but at the same time, it's been amazing too, because he's such a strong man and we love him very much.
Well, I want to learn something about your faith today, because you've told us pretty much all along that you feel blessed and you know that everything's going to be okay. You're going through a crisis situation right now, and I want to learn about this faith, because in all honesty, my first thought when you sent that email to me, I questioned religion and my faith and God and thought, how can a man like this, who's been so selfless his entire life, not feel like, why me, why me?
Well, I think that, certainly, but the reality is, I believe all things are good. I mean, not good in the sense that I don't feel good right now. My heart's been ripped out. But I feel like Cheryl and I have gone through many trials over the time we've been married. We've had very bad times and very good times. And through some of the bad times, we could look back and not understand how we made it through those. They were so difficult for our family. But we did. And so my faith is in God that, you know, he takes care of us. That doesn't mean we don't go through bad things. This is no fun. And do I ask why? Well, I certainly ask, you know, why? But the reason behind the why is not so important as that I know it's all in a plan. You said on TV that, you know, I felt rich, and I do. I feel our family, there have been times in our family when we've absolutely had nothing. And yet, I don't believe my family's ever lacked for anything. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I could go out and get anything new or, you know, we lived at garage sales. I mean, but our kids always had what they needed. Our family always had what it needed. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in God that he takes care of us. It doesn't mean I don't hurt. And it doesn't mean that this isn't a terrible thing. It just means that I know he's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of my family. I have that reassurance and knowledge, regardless of what happens.
This is a family that, even though they won't ask for it, is going to need some help for a long time.
Absolutely.
Well, I got to tell you, the outpouring of support for you guys is unlike I've seen in years. From time to time when we'll do a fundraiser, we'll get $10,000 donations, $20,000 donations. This year is unlike any other, where we got a lot of 10 and a lot of 20 and a lot of $7.30. So much so that when I checked the email address last night, there were over 3,300 donations for you guys. 3,300 donations for you guys in one way, shape, or form. And I told these guys earlier in the week that I'm reading through these emails from people that have absolutely nothing, that don't really know you guys, just know your story now, that somehow wanted to help. If it was a woman from a salon that didn't have any cash at all she wanted to do was come over to your house and brush your kids' hair before they went to school. It was somebody that had a job opening that just wanted to interview you even though they knew nothing about you at all. It was kids that had $9 in their piggy bank that have been saving nickels and pennies that were emailing us saying, how can I get this money to the Starks? And I've been so touched by the last week of the goodness that's in people. It's been overwhelming for me that they don't know you, but they want to help. All right, in studio, we've brought some people also that went above and beyond. Ronnie Grumbly and Jennifer Gilbert are divisional sales managers at Aaron's.
Very nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
On behalf of Aaron's here in Atlanta, we would like to present you and your family with a check for $5,000. We also heard that you got some laundry piling up. We would like to present you also with an Amana front load washer and dryer and also a bed.
Thank you very much.
We got an anonymous donor that obviously didn't want their name announced, but it was facilitated through the Metro Atlanta Therapist Network, and that came in for $4,000. So we can add that to the $5,000 right there. This is Mike Medici.
On behalf of myself, my wife, Mary Ellen, we have $5,000 for you. And on behalf of my company, Premier Transportation, We have another $5,000 for a total of $10,000.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Well, tell us about this van that you cruise around the kids in.
You know, that was her taxi. You know, she drove all the kids to therapy, to school when she had to, and to doctor's appointments. Several years ago, I've because of our situation, I've learned to work on my own cars and try and keep them going. Several years ago, the air conditioner went out. About the same time, the windows quit rolling up and down. And I tried several times to fix it, and I couldn't. So, you know, just because of our situation, we just had to live with it. And we have two that cannot take the heat, so they just stopped going to therapy.
Was it wheelchair accessible?
It could fit one.
It could fit one, but you need one for two.
I need one for two.
And it had 260,000 miles on it? 260,000 miles.
It was something like, yeah.
Well, we heard about the van. We saw it on TV. So I called Dustin Fleischman up at Team Nissan of Marietta. And he said, let me make some calls for you. And he called the GM over at Team Ford Marietta, Jim. And Jim and Dustin said, you know what? We got to call Ken Graham, who is the market president of AutoNation. And we'll see what we can do. And this is Ken Graham, who is the market president of AutoNation. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Think you can help these guys out with their van a little bit?
I think we might be able to. As you alluded to, Jim and Dustin started talking about the possibility of trying to help you. So they reached out to all the general managers of our 10 stores here in Atlanta. And they got together. And we have got a nice van out there to donate to you this morning, a 2009 Ford E350 van. It's a 12-passenger. It has all the goodies on it. It's has automatic, has power windows, power locks, has dual air conditioning, so you'll have the air conditioning now to cool the kids. Running boards, backup sensors, cruise control. It is certified. It's Ford certified, so it'll have a balance of a six-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And it's only got 43,000 miles on it, but you'll see it's almost like new. And it's just a small token of our appreciation for what you've done. And
that's
and
no small token.
here's the keys to the van. It's yours.
Thank you.
I want to introduce you to Earl Matthews also.
I'm with Handicapped Driver Services, HDS Vans and Mobility, and we're going to work in conjunction with Carolyn at Fragile Kids to put you in a new wheelchair lift and crash-tested restraint systems and also wheelchair flooring in the van that the team dealerships have donated to you. And we're real happy to be able to do that for you.
Thank you very much.
We wouldn't have been able to do that without the help here of Carolyn. She is the executive director of Fragile Kids Foundation, who can tell you how they're going to help out here also.
Fragile Kids supplies medical equipment that doctors have prescribed but is too expensive for families to cover, and it's not covered by insurance. And we have a lot of requests for wheelchair lifts. I believe we've worked with you and your wonderful wife in the past for a wheelchair lift. So on behalf of Fragile Kids Foundation, we're honored and privileged to make a grant to cover the entire cost of the wheelchair lift and the installation. And in our small office, on behalf of myself, Jill, Claudette, and Jennifer, we've also gotten you a $300 gift card for QT, so you can gas up that new van.
Thank you.
This is all overwhelming for you, Will. I know that. But it was these $10 and these $100 and these $50 and these $500 donations that really were the catalyst for what's in this envelope right now. This is the gift here from the Burt Show listening community. So this is their gift to you over the last week. And if you could open that up and read that amount. Nobody in here knows what it is.
I'm shaking too much.
Got too many numbers on it, Burt. It's $189,518.79.
So that's almost $200,000 for you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's almost $200,000. What was the final count again? $189,079. That counts. 79 cents counts. So I want to thank everybody in the Burt Show listening community over and over and over again, because the way that you guys have connected and embraced this family is a tremendous, tremendous gift. The love that you guys have shown, the emails that have come in, the offers. Now, that doesn't even include, I mean, we still are sifting through the emails from people that just want to donate goods to you guys or donate some kind of services. That doesn't even include the van. That's just the cash donations that came in. So that all came from the Burt Show listening community in what, 5 days?
That is amazing.
Yeah. So on behalf of our Burt Show listening community to you, thank you for allowing us to put together this gift to present and make things a little bit easier for your family.
Thank you very much. And Thank you to the listeners and the people who have been touched by a story that, you know, for us is not a story. You know, we see ourselves on TV and it's like, you know, there are so many hurting people out there today. And I do hope that the love that people have shown us and the compassion and the heartfelt would can reach out to others in their neighborhood. We just see ourselves as a family. And as much as this is wonderful, it's just so wonderful. But there are a lot of hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheryl had a heart to help hurting people. And so that will not stop. Thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing your story with us. And thanks again, Will. I said this last week. I'll say it to you again. Thank you on behalf of the Birch Show listening community, allowing us to help you guys with this.
Sure.
All right, you guys. Thanks again. $189,000 for the Stark family in 5 days. All right, so we're back live now, and I'm sitting here, I'm all teary-eyed.
I bet.
Listening to that, because there are just so many freaking life lessons in there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is the thing, as I'm listening to this, I can hear Will's words, and he's just so humble. By the way, Will ended up remarried and married a woman that had special needs kids.
Wow.
Yeah, he just keeps piling on. Your ability to show up
constantly.
Every single time we have asked you guys, your ability to show up in a way for this family right here, it is just the shining example right here of what you guys and what we have all done together. That's what I want the legacy to be more than anything else, is how much you've given. There are radio stations that will do radiothons or telethons or whatever and take weeks and weeks and weeks and don't get anywhere near $200,000, which, by the way, that was the ending number was over 200,000. That wasn't the end of it. That was like 180,000 when you put everything together. It was over 200,000.
Yeah, I think when you put everything together, I want to say it was closer or over a quarter million.
I mean, from you guys in a week. Wow. 1 week, let that wash over you. There are radio stations that try to do that in a year and never get close to it, and you guys stepped up and did that in 1 week. And when I'm asked, what do you want the Birch Show legacy to be? That's it right there. You guys stepping up each and every time. So I can't thank you enough, and all the people that you guys have helped in 25 years. So thank you for all that.
The Birch Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Once again, you guys stepped up, collected over 102,000 diapers for Helping Mamas, the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And if you're cruising right, the sun is up, it is shining, it's going to be a beautiful day, blue skies. And when you look up into the blue heavens, what are you going to see? You're going to see the Birch Show in a diaper. That's what you're going to see.
Every single one of them.
So the entire Birch Show team, because we reached our goal, we collected over 75,000 diapers for Helping Mamas. We posed in diapers,
holding Burt Show babies. And that billboard is up in Douglasville, Highway 5, Bill Arp Road, about a half mile south of I-20 West. It's right before the Red Lobster. So when you're eating your cheesy biscuits today, you can maybe look out the window and see us and lose your appetite and all of our diaper glory.
Cheddar Bay biscuits with the size of cottage cheese thighs.
So, yeah, that is now up. But we've also shared it on social media. We're going to share it at the website, theburtshow.com. My main objective, and like so a little behind the scenes, Cassie worked so hard on this photo, right? And yes, y'all, when you see that photo on that billboard, it is Photoshopped. And I'm not talking about smoothing out the cellulite in the thighs.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about there was not one usable photo. Cassie had to take faces from one photo, put it on faces of another photo, get kids' arms out of people's face. Like, this was hands down the wildest photo shoot I've done in all my years of radio.
It made Abby cry, literally, while the babies were here. I felt there's the baby that Tommy is holding in this picture right here, although very sweet. She was the one with the high-pitched cry, I think. It was piercing my soul. Like, I'm like, I couldn't run fast enough.
That was the baby that made me cry.
Yes.
It, like, I'm telling you, it felt personal. I was like, oh my God, this poor child. I'm hurting
it. There was so much to unpack, though. I mean, seeing it on a billboard in Douglasville is one, but you're going to be driving, so you're missing a lot. The best thing to do is go to theburtshow.com, and there is so much to unpack here. Just the way the babies, some of them are so happy, others are the one in Kristen's left ear.
Oh, I
is
just
screaming so hard.
One of the fellow moms on the show, the sweet kiddos that I got to hold. No, both of them screamed and cried the entire time. The entire time.
On the far end of the picture is a mom that is there holding her child because nobody else could.
No, that's Katie.
Oh, is it?
Yes. What?
Is this a really bad angle from me?
Wow. That's Katie. A bad angle, but it's also a bad Photoshop.
Is that
she
what
was
it is?
Like way off to the side and forward, so I had to shrink her down and move her over.
Yeah, no offense, but that does not look like Katie.
Sorry. I mean, it's honestly not that far off from the original picture, but sorry, Katie. I did my best. I'm like, that's Katie. That, like, we didn't have any parents in the billboard.
That is an angle that does not make Katie look like Katie. I assure you on that one.
You might want to get your eyes checked again.
There was one point where Kristen had the two babies she was talking about, and she stepped out to Sarah, our photographer, and said, I got to take a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is there in all this gloriousness.
And so, like, a little behind the scenes, you know, Cassie, she was working so hard to get this billboard because, I mean, this was a quick turnaround. The photo shoot, getting the artwork, getting it to the billboard company. Like, we wanted to get this up, you know, by today. And so she was running stuff by me, and we're checking stuff. And she was like, you know, I really want to get like the Burt Show in there, like as far as like the Burt Show name and the Burt Show website. And I'm like, yeah, no, but we really need to get the helpingmamas.org website. And then it washed over Cassie. She's like, yeah. Why does the Burt Show matter? Because it's coming to an end. The focus should be on helping mamas. So, yeah, helpingmamas.org. And then, y'all, like that, we are going to show you all of the unfiltered, unedited photos.
Oh,
like, there's going to be a gallery so you can take in all the glory that was the chaos of that day. And there's children falling out of arms. There are our faces are like just in shock and in terror and there's fear. You literally get every emotion.
Every single one is right there, man.
From these pictures, from this. And let's make sure to give mad props to Sarah Witherington from Own Boudoir, who came in and did the photo shoot.
Very different than the work she does most of the day.
Oh, yeah, yep, yep.
Boudoir that is, photos.
Yes, the boudoir photos. But she crushed it. And to the parents, the parents of all 12 of those Burt's, the Burt Show babies that I know how hard it is to get up, to get out the door, to come to the studio, and to be a part of that chaos. You all were so awesome. So thank you so much for showing up and letting us use your babies.
And again, this is just a really great example of how you guys showed up with all those diapers, which made us go on a billboard. You guys are the story here.
Exactly.
So thank you for doing that.
Because we pushed that. But thanks to you and Kimberly Clark. And Jamie from Helping Mamas told me, because, you know, she wanted to be here. She's the CEO and founder of Helping Mamas, and she wanted to witness this. And I'm so glad she did, because she was the one that got all the behind-the-scenes photos and videos, which we will also share. But if, beware, you might be triggered and start twitching, because it is, that room got loud. That conference room got loud. But she was telling me after the photo shoot that you guys, having collected and donated over $102,000, that was more than half of what they collected all together with all the teams.
Amazing, man. You guys always show up.
Big, huge turnout. So thank you.
All right. So Abby has taken my challenge, which was never a challenge. It was just a book that I gave her to read that I thought would help her with her overthinking.
Why don't you just accept the word challenge instead of the word I'd rather use, which was a threat?
What threat? I'm trying to make your life better. I've challenged you with trying to make your life better and not miserable to where you're not crying in the middle of a photo shoot.
That has nothing to do with my overthinking. I think I'm just terrified of children. So, yes, you issued me this challenge to read this book called Don't Believe Everything You Think, Why Your Thinking Is the Beginning and Ending of Suffering by Joseph Wynn. Not really sure how to take that. I don't know if I look like I'm suffering every single day.
I read it because there is suffering in overthinking. I gave it to Kristen also. I would consider us all overthinkers.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I've been joking and saying that this is a challenge, and he threatened me with this book, and he's like, you need to read this book. And I decided to go ahead and maybe take a leap on this challenge and rewire my perspective on the book and why I should pick up and read it, because I thought, you know, I can see this as a challenge, as a threat, or I can see this as an act of kindness that somebody was thinking of me when they were reading this book. And then when I rephrase that, I'm like, wow, that's actually incredibly thoughtful. And when somebody does something incredibly thoughtful for you, you kind of feel like an a-hole when you sort of spit in their face and say it was a challenge and a threat rather than an act of kindness towards you. So I did pick up the book.
So even overthinking that.
Yeah, of course.
I mean there's the example right there.
You're overthinking everything. What's not to overthink in this life? So I picked up the book and then I put it back down.
You didn't get to one page?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. That's a joke I really wanted to make, but I'm like, no, what an a-hole move to pitch this story and then to be like, yeah, and then I still didn't read it.
Wouldn't have been off profile.
I mean, you know, it's all in a day's work. But anyway, I picked up the book. I skipped past the preface because I was like, that's too many words. And I got to the first chapter. I will say I made it through the first chapter. And what I love about reading and what I love about art in general is it connects you to people you would never have the access to begin with, whether it's Taylor Swift or Joseph Wynn of this book. And it shows you just how like unoriginal you are when someone says a thought that you're like, oh my God, I thought that exact same thing. Like at some point in the first chapter, he says like, you know, when you sit down to do a task and you just start beating yourself while you're doing the task and be like, why didn't I do this earlier? I knew I should have done this a week ago. Now here, instead of being excited that I'm just doing it, I'm mad at myself for not doing it earlier.
Same.
And I'm sitting here, I'm like, dang, Joseph, maybe you got a point. So I got through the first chapter, which is kind of just setting you up for the rest of the book. And then my eyes got tired. So then I put it back down. So you know what? We're getting there. We're starting the challenge, and I want to thank you for issuing the challenge / threat / gift to me.
All right.
And I look forward to possibly getting through the end of the book.
In all transparency, I'm kind of stuck on page 95 also.
Stop.
All right. I'm not very good at reading, and I get bored easily also, and I've hit a block.
Way to practice what you preach.
Right.
You're on The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.